Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, August 30th of 2023. That's right, it's August 30th now. Man, oh man, where did the year go? We're two-thirds of the way through 2023. Basically, as of tomorrow night, you know, midnight, when we turn the calendar, when we shut the book on August and enter into September, we will have made it through two-thirds of the year 2023. I pray that for you it's been a great year. I pray that it's been a year of blessing, a year of opportunity, a year of freedom, a year of being delivered. Amen. That's what I'm praying that it's been for you. And, you know, if you forgot what you wrote down on your list of what you wanted to happen for you this year, find that list and get it out and pray over it. Pray over that stuff that you were believing for God to do for you this year, because there's still time. I mean, we still have September, October, November, and December. So for those of you that say, you know, well, I can't wait for it to be 2024. Oh, and I know that for a fact. Amen. Because I believe in the Word of God. I can't believe where the year's gone. I mean, it always seems like the older I get, the faster time goes by. You notice that, Cassandra? Doesn't it seem like the older you get, the faster it flies? I mean, I'm not an old guy by any means, listeners. And however, I've noticed that when I was like a little kid, some of these months would go by so slow. They don't always go by so slow anymore unless it's a January or something like that, and it's below zero all the time. Or if it's raining all the time, been doing a lot of that this August here where I live. And, yep, we had a hurricane hit in the state of Florida. Pray for those who have been impacted, please. Please pray. I'm sure we'll find out more as time goes on. You know, as to how it all went. And apparently there was some flooding on St. Petersburg Beach, St. Pete Beach, as many people call it. I mean, I've been to that beach twice. Just earlier this year, I was there twice. And then in 2022, I went there once. And I believe in 2020 as well. So, like, I've been to St. Pete Beach. And I enjoy that beach. I really do. Idalia, you know, when you're having a hurricane is not something you want. Of course. Even if it hasn't quite been as wet of a summer as it would have normally been there. Because it's been a little bit drier than normal for a summer down there. Unlike up here, where we had a record amount of rain for July. And I would say we're close. Wait, no. Here where I live, actually in August of 2012, we had like 9 inches of rain. but 6 inches of it was on one day. The other 3 inches were spread nicely throughout the rest of the month. So it was as if, at that time, it was as if we had one crazy rain day and then everything else was just equally spread throughout the month as it should have been. This month, it's been kind of spread out, but it's been so much, so often. Do you remember by chance when you were younger, Cassandra, a certain August when we got a ton of rain all in one day? And there was like flooding in different parts of Bay City, Cassandra? Thing is you would have been about 9 though. Because it was in August of 2012. So I know for you it's in your time, but it's when you would have kind of been a young buck. you would have been a too young, and I don't mean like, you know, teens and 20s. I mean single digits. But nonetheless, hope it's been a great summer for you. I mean, for me, it's been a nice one. Obviously, I wish it wouldn't have rained as often as it did. And about that was kind of interesting. At first, when we started summer, most of us around here where I lived, we were praying for rain. Yeah, we were. It was like, is anything going to grow? Like, all the grass was, like, dead. I mean, now we got nice, lush grass, but we can't get it to stop raining for more than a couple of days so that the farmers can get in their field. I mean, how are they supposed to access their fields when it's been so wet? Do you know how, Cassandra, or no? And apparently we don't have rain coming again until a week from today, but still, nonetheless, can't we go like a week without it? I'm sure by then the fields will have been dry enough for them to at least go look at it and take out what they need to take out. I would think they'd be able to, you know, if it's time to harvest certain crops. But obviously, depending on where people live in the country, it's been different in different places. Like I know in Texas, they've been begging. In Texas, in Dallas area, they've been begging for rain. Isn't that true? They've been begging for rain for a while now. Don't you understand? They've been begging for it for a while. And they haven't gotten it. Barely. I mean, but, you know, weather's an interesting thing. And it's an interesting thing to look at data over years. And then, you know, I've heard where people will say, you know, the media, you know, certain people, in certain sides will say, climate change is real. It's caused by human activity, you know, and things like that. Here's what I would say to them. Climate change is real. However, it's not, over the years, it has been much hotter. It has been much colder than it is right now. And you can't always look at it based on anywhere from 70 years at some places to like 100 plus years at other places. You'd have to be able to go back. If you really wanted a big picture, you'd have to go back, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years, to see how does it compare. And when they talk about the medieval times, oh, isn't there the medieval warming period? Warming period? Oh, how many cars were driving then? There weren't any. And then we have, you know, all this stuff about carbon and stuff like, you know, I mean, over time they found ways to make our cars more environmentally friendly compared to what they used to be. So to say it's us, you know, not necessarily. It's been hotter over the years. It's been colder over the years. You'll have deviations from time to time, sometimes based on solar activity. You know, the amount of rain you get can affect it a bit at times. Like for a month, sometimes you may have a rather cool August or July or whatever, and it might also be more rainy than normal. Or drier than normal, you know, it all depends. You could have a winter that might be warmer than normal, but it might be extremely, extremely wet, rainy, snowy. So makes it, so this idea of, oh, it's the warming world, really. I mean, for many places, some of the warmest temperatures recorded were back during, like, the Dust Bowl. Here in the U.S., the highest temperature recorded was 134 degrees, and it was, like, the 30s or so. Not in the last 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. 40 years? 40 years ago. Yeah, 40 years ago about, maybe 35. When the first person ever said, oh, we got a problem with global warming. Before that, they were talking about global cooling back in the 70s. So, you know, some people, just the way they come up with different things. And I mean, people will believe what they want. It's like these people who believe the earth is flat. Really? So you who believe the earth is flat, so you don't think there's any mountains? You don't think there's any hills? You know, and all that, but it's up to you to believe, you know, what you want to believe. You know, I believe, you know. What I will say is this. I believe God created the earth. When the earth was created, God put certain systems in place. Rain, sun, moon, wind. The earth was not designed to run out of anything. That's right. The earth was not designed to run out of anything. Because I remember reading in textbooks years ago that stuff like, well, the world could run out of fossil fuels by, like, you know, within 50 years or whatever. Remember reading that in textbooks, Cassandra? Well, we haven't run out yet, and at times there's been more found. You know, God put that oil in the ground. I think it was put there for a reason. He knew that eventually we would need it for our vehicles. And these electric vehicles that they want us all to drive now, eventually those batteries will need to be replaced. Where are those batteries going to go? Are they just going to suddenly disintegrate somewhere? Going to go into outer space? Just kind of go off into oblivion? Just going to... No. They can do more harm than good. They're thrown in the ocean. That can hurt the ocean. Doesn't sound very environmentally friendly to me. Does it to you, Cassandra? How environmentally friendly does that sound to you, knowing that your batteries are going up in the ocean? No, you're right. It's not. And so, like, they make it sound like it's all this and a bag of chips and so great and all that, and then only to find out, not quite what we thought. Not even all that, let alone the bag of chips. You've heard that phrase, right? Saw that in a bag of chips. But I don't know quite where that came from, but nonetheless, just kind of giving you a little bit of what's on my mind. And Labor Day, you know, those who have worked and made our country into what it is today. And, you know, we have all these different professions and that. And even those where you go to get your coffee, you know, it all has, you know. That coffee had to come from somewhere. It didn't just come out of a robot didn't just wake up and say, I'm going to make this coffee. You know, as we go into Labor Day weekend, to think about what is it really about. And that it's not just a day to have cookouts, go to the lake or beach, go shopping or whatever you do. In some places, people still get ready for school, because in some places, the first day of school is still the day after Labor Day, as it's supposed to be here in my state, but too many districts decided no, to start early and get waivers. Why is the pre-Labor Day waiver as easy to get as a Reese's from a gas station? Why? Cassandra, I don't think it should be as easy to get. Do you? It shouldn't just come like a Reese's from the gas station, but it seems like it does. Yeah, because you say, what do you mean? You say, what do you mean? What I meant by that statement, comparing that to the Reese's, you know, is that every gas station I know of that I went to, they have Reese's. Have you seen a gas station without them or no? Not really. So that being said, seems like they have, like they'll approve every waiver request that they receive. So that's what that's referring to here in Michigan, like for comparison. Like anyone that seems like anyone that requests a waiver now gets one. I'm not even sure if they're forced to state why they need the waiver. And how the waiver will really help them. Anyhow, maybe sometime, but anyhow, you know, there are a couple of things that I want to remind you about real quick before we get into a couple songs. The first thing I want to remind you of is about the book Rivers of Miracles. That's Rivers with an I of Miracles. It's the story of my life. Story of my life and how great God has been. How God has always been there. How when we went through things in my family, God was there. You know, when I would go through have to go to all these medical appointments and all this and all that and all that and all this and all that. And God was there. You know, we would call on the Lord. He would help us. There were times when I was very little that we'd go to the gas station to get some gas so I could be taken down to Ann Arbor. And someone would be there to give my mom some money to get some gas and to get us some fast food on the way down there back from, Burger King or Donald's or Hardee's or Wendy's. Yeah, you know, we used to have Hardee's in Michigan back in the mid-1990s. We used to have more of them than we do now. We had one on North Saginaw Road at one of the main thoroughfares here in Midland. There was one in Bay City, Saginaw. There's one in Bridgeport now, but it's at a gas station. Those good biscuits. I've been told they have some good biscuits there. But they're bigger in the South anyway. Yeah, people would give us money, you know, things like that, and, you know, but God was always there. God was always there to meet our need. You know, God would help us. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book. That is Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S. ofmiracles.com. I always pray that more and more people would read the book, that more and more people would find out about the book and read it, get it in their hands, share it with others. And then once you're done reading it, share it with someone else, please. I'm believing for more and more people to read the book. And I pray that as if you read the book, that it will increase your faith. And it'll make you realize, you know, God really does do miracles. He is a miracle-working God. And that if he says it in his word that he'll do it for you, then it means he will do it for you and obey. That's what we should be doing as believers, trusting God and obeying. All I have to do, trust and obey. Trust and obey. Now, I didn't mean to be like repetitive, but just want you to have that in your mindset that you just need to trust and obey God in order to receive what God wants you to have. What is faith? For one, it's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. But also, importantly, what it is trust in the Lord, believing that he will do what he promised in his word. And that's what faith is. It's not something that comes in a bottle that you go get at the grocery store or have sent to you via Uber Eats or DoorDash or Amazon. Or however else you might get your stuff delivered or go get it. Nope. And also, it comes by hearing, not reading. Your eyes were not made to extract faith. Did your listeners know that? Your eyes were not made to extract faith. You can go online to riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book. The other thing I want to remind you about really quick is about the PayPal, sowing your seed into the Miracle Man program. You can go online to paypal.com in order to sow your seed into the Miracle Man program. PayPal.com, in the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. That is Rivers, R-Y-V-E-R-S. The last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind that there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that I would like for you to keep in mind is that the first R in Rivers and that the S in Shukla, both of those have a capital in them. So please make note of that. So the other thing, and it's not up to me how much you get, to you how much you get. And I do want to thank those people who have sown seed into the program. Thank you, Laura, from here in Central Michigan. Also, thank you, Natalia, from Honduras, and all others who have sown seed over the years and months. Thank you so much for doing that. May the Lord bless you. Amen. The verse I want to sow into your life tonight, Luke 6:38. Give, and it shall be given unto thee. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give into your bosom. And as you go, you should realize, you know, that. And it also says, for whatsoever measure you give, it shall be given unto you. Amen. And I always pray over that seed when I get notification that someone sown a seed. Now, I want to sing a couple songs and then get into the word of the Lord tonight. As I said, I'll go to Psalm 119 tonight. I'm going to sing a couple songs first. I want to scream it out from every mountain top. Your mercy knows no bounds. Your goodness never stops. And when it follows me, your kindness fills my life. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I shout dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me. Nothing and no one comes anywhere close to you. The earth and oceans deep only reflect his truth. And in my darkest night, you shine as bright as day. Your love amazes me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, to me. And with a cry of praise, my life celebrates. You are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my heart will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And with a cry of praise, my life celebrates. You are good, you are good. And in the sun or rain, my heart will proclaim, you are good, you are good. And I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, and I sing because you are good, and I dance because you are good, and I shout because you are good. You are good to me, yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say your name. Oh, your name. Jesus, in your name we pray. Come and fill our hearts today. Lord, give us strength to live for you and glorify your name. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say but your name. Oh. Your name, strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. Nothing has the power to say. Your name is a strong and mighty tower. Your name is a shelter like no other. Your name, let the nation sing it louder. There's nothing has the power to say but your name. Oh, oh. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you help me plug this in? Just one word from you. We need to hear from you. Just one word will do. We need to hear from you. Lord, your word brings life. We need to hear from you. Lord, your word brings life. We need to hear from you. Just one word from you. We need to hear from you. Just one word will do. We need to hear from you. Lord, I know your word delivers me from my enemies, sets me off my heartbreak, frees me to your my spirit, Lord. Lord, I love your grace. Just one word from you. We need to hear from you. Just one word will do. We need to hear from you. Lord, your word brings life. We need to hear from you. Lord, your word brings life. We need to hear from you. Lord, I know your word delivers me from my enemy, sets me off my heartbreak, brings me to my spirit, Lord. Lord, I love your grace. Oh, Lord, I know your word delivers me from my enemy, sets me off my heartbreak. Breathe me to my spirit, Lord. Lord, I love your grace. Lord, I need your grace. Lord, I love your grace. Lord, I need your grace. Lord, amazing grace. Lord, amazing grace. Lord, I love your grace. Lord, I need your grace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You are always there for us. Just one word from you. Thank you, Lord God, that your word is life. Your word brings life. Thank you, Lord God, that your word delivers us from our enemies. Thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you, Lord God. So what we're going to study over the next couple of times that we're together about your word and what it is to us, what it means to us. Thank you, Lord God, for that. In the name of Jesus, Thank you that these listeners will have ears to hear your word and will be ready to study it and will be able to turn off those distractions that are trying to distract them, and that they'll be able to focus on this word for God. And I thank you, Master, for that. Thank you that you're meeting every need represented by these people. You know what it is at an individual level, what it is that they need. Maybe they need a healing in their body. Maybe they need help with their mind. Maybe they need help with their marriage. I don't know. I don't know all that, Lord. And I thank you that you are meeting those needs right there. Some people just need hope. Thank you that you bring them hope, Jesus. And thank you for that, Master, and for what you're doing in each and every one of their lives. And now, Heavenly Father, I make my confession over this program, that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that more and more listeners come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this great radio program. In Jesus' name, amen. If you got your Bible with you or a device with a Bible app on it, I want you to open up the Bible to the book of Psalm 119. Praise God, Psalm 119. Hallelujah. The longest chapter in your Bible, ironically enough, the book of Psalms also has the shortest chapter in your Bible. Hallelujah. Just giving you a second there to find it. I gave you, so of course it'll be after Psalm 118 before Psalm 120. And it's the longest chapter in your Bible. So I basically gave you all the hints that you could possibly need to help you find it. Amen. Okay, let me begin with verse 1. Blessed are those whose ways are blameless, who walk according to the law of the Lord. In other words, they walk according to the word of God, what it says. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him with all their heart. They do nothing wrong. They walk in his ways. You have laid down precepts that are to be fully obeyed. Oh, that my ways were steadfast in obeying your decrees. Then I would not be put to shame when I consider all your commands. I will praise you with an upright heart as I learn your righteous laws. I will obey your decrees. Do not utterly, how can a young man keep his ways pure? By living according to your word. Not just a young person, but anyone. How do you keep your way pure? Live according to the word of God. Live according to the word of God. You want to keep your life pure. I seek you with all my heart. Do not let me stray from your commands. I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against God, against you. Praise be to you, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. I recount all the laws that come from your mouth. I rejoice in following your statutes, as one rejoices in great riches. I meditate on your precepts, and I consider your ways. I delight in your decrees. I will not neglect your word. Do good to your servant, and I will live. I will obey your word. Open my eyes, that I may see wonderful things in your law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are cursed and who stray from your commands. Remove from me scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight. They are my counselors. Verse 25. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I recounted my decrees. Let me understand the teaching of your precepts. Then I will meditate on your wonders. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me through your law. I have chosen the way of truth. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, O Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have set my heart free. 3. Teach me, O Lord, to follow your decrees. Then I will keep them to the end. Give me understanding, and I will keep your law and obey it with all my heart. Direct me in the path of your commands, for there I find delight. Turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain. Turn my eyes away from worthless things. Preserve my life according to your word. Fulfill your promise to your servant, so that you may be feared. Take away the disgrace that I dread, for your laws are good. How I long for your precepts. Preserve my life in your righteousness. May your unfailing love come to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your promise. Then I will answer the one who taunts me, for I trust in your word from my mouth. For I have put my hope in your laws. I will always obey your law, forever and ever. I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought out your precepts. I will speak of your statutes before kings and will not be put to shame. For I delight in your commands because I love them. I lift up my hands to your commands, which I love, and I meditate on your decrees. Remember your word to your servant. You have given me hope. My comfort My suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. The arrogant mock me without restraint, but I do not turn from your law. I remember your ancient laws, O Lord, and I find comfort in them. Indignation grips me because of the wicked. I'm turning the page. He have forsaken your law. Your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I watch. In the night, I remember your name, O Lord, and I will keep your law. This has been my practice. I obey your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and will not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight, I rise to give you thanks for your righteous laws. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The earth is filled, O Lord. Teach me your decrees. One more passage, then we'll talk. Do good to your servant according to your word, O Lord. Teach me character and good judgment, for I believe in your commands. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. You are good, and what you do is good. Teach me your decrees. Those arrogant have smeared me with lies. I keep your precepts with all my heart. Their hearts are callous and unfeeling, but I delight in your law. It was good for me to be afflicted so that I might learn your decrees. The law from your mouth is more precious to me than thousands of pieces of silver and gold. Your hands made me and formed me. Give me understanding to learn your commands. May those who hear you rejoice when they see me, for I have put my hope in your word. I know, O Lord, that your laws are righteous, and in faithfulness you have afflicted me. May your unfailing love be my comfort according to your promise to your servant. Let your compassion come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. May the arrogant be put to shame for wronging me without cause. I will meditate on your precepts. May those who fear you turn to me. Those who understand your statutes, may my heart be blameless toward your decrees, that I may not be put to shame. So there is a passage that I'm going to skip tonight, but I'll read it more, you know, next time we're back. But look at verse 89. Look at this passage over here. Your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations, and it endures. Your laws endure to this day. For all things serve, for all things deserve. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have preserved my life. Save me, for I am yours. I have sought out your precepts. The wicked are waiting to destroy me. But I will ponder your statutes to all perfection at the element. But your commands are boundless. And then, so, all these verses that we read tonight, where it talks about of God, the law of God, the law, you know, that's the word of God. No, we're not, you know, I'm not Bible idolater or anything like that. No. But, you know, as Christians, we serve the God of the word. You know, we read the word of God, we serve the God of the word. And, you know, the word of the, you know, what is the word of the Lord to us? Some of you may wonder, you know, what is the word of the Lord to us as believers? What is it? One thing that comes to mind, the word of God is life. Life everlasting. The word of God is life. The word of God brings life. To us. Brings strength to us. It is a lamp unto our feet. And a light unto our path. That's what it should be for us. It should be a lamp and a light. In our heart. We should meditate on it. The Word of God is absolutely like a manual for life. It really is. And if you're looking for a way, you know, how to keep your way pure, following the word of God, following the ways of God. You can write that down. I keep my way pure by following the ways of God. Let me look at a few other ones here. My eyes there may see no things in your law. My strength on earth cannot resonate. Blessed are they whose ways are blameless, walking according to the law of the Lord. Blessed are they who keep his statutes and seek him. You will be blessed. You will be blessed if you keep God's commandments and seek him with all of your heart. That's something you can write down in your notes. Fully obey all that your ways were steadfast in them. I'll bring your decrees, then I would. I will obey. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that other one that we said. You keep your way pure by following the ways of God. The word of God preserves life. Your law and obey the thought. Number four, the word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The salvation according. The word of God brings salvation. And I'll answer the one haunts me, but I nope. I don't mean like that. But I mean, you know, the word of God says that those who call on his name shall be saved. The word of the Lord brings healing. That's a good one to write down. You considered my way. I've turned my heart to your statutes. Shema. So that brings that. So that was a great list. That. We read, as for what the word of the Lord is to us, because, you see, you know, the word of the Lord, you know, go to the word for the answers. Go to the, you know, and as you go through this life, you know, there'll be certain things. You know, that you'll face. And, you know what we should do? We should be doing what that? Going to the Word of God. Praying to God, asking him for help. And for those of you who have been looking, you know, for other means to try to help you, you know, with certain things. The word of the God is like medicine. So if you're going through some stuff, you know, with yourself, maybe instead of trying to use other means to try to medicate yourself, you know, with drugs or alcohol or whatever it might be, turn to God. I'll help you. Because the Lord brings life and life more abundantly. Amen. And, you know, and because, you know, the woke mob, they have all these ideologies of, you know, we weren't just all necessarily made to just be male or female and, you know, different things like that, you know, and all these different different ideas that they come up with. But God is really clear about things. There's no confusion with the word. Up is up, down is down. Right is right, wrong is wrong. Sin is sin. Righteousness is righteousness. Holiness is holiness. Unholiness is unholiness. Pretty clear. It's not all this confusion and blurriness that we see. And here's one way to know when you're in the last days. When people calling good evil and calling evil good. Yeah, we have that going on. We've been having that for a long time in our country, in the public school system. When we took God out of school, the amount of shootings went way up. Kids became more rebellious in school. Bad behaviors went way up. I mean, you read stuff from the paper, and we got kids now getting into the school system. Some of them don't necessarily know how to behave. Isn't that true, Cassandra? There are literally kids coming into the school system now who literally do not know how to behave since, like, the whole COVID thing. Isn't that unreal? We have kids that do not know how to behave. We've had incidences. I heard one thing recently. I mean, it's just unreal. Some of them were just used to everything being shut down, locked up, shut up, you know, with COVID and everything being online. But, you know, sometimes they'll try to say, oh, well, you need to learn how to communicate with your kids. Kids communicate with your parents and all that. Yeah, communication's important in that, and learn some courtesy and things like that. But hey, imagine if we got the word, if we got God back in schools. Imagine if we got prayer back in schools. And what could happen there? We'd be a whole lot better for it if we had prayer back in our nation's schools. Because to so many things that have been going on, prayer can solve things. You know, knowing Jesus is a great thing. But that doesn't mean all your problems go away. You still live on earth. You still, the earth is not perfect. It's in the word of God. And lean not on our own understanding. And so, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this word tonight. I thank you that we would get your word, this word in our hearts tonight, as we begin looking at, you know, what is the word of God to a believer. And we're going to continue looking at that through this chapter. And I thank you, Lord God, for that. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we would be those who do this word that we read about and have talked about. That we would be those who do it and don't just talk about it, but that we would actually be those who do it. In Jesus' name. It's time for some Football Central. We have 4 different games going on. I'm going to start with tomorrow night at Midland Community Stadium. Midland taking on Mount Pleasant High in what could possibly end up being a division-deciding game. I'll just say possibly because we'll have to see how it goes throughout the season and how the different teams do with the records and stuff. But Midland had a good win in Cadillac despite being shorthanded. They did get a win, 20-17. Using their defense. And it was great to see they were able to do and get that win to start the season 1-0. Mount Pleasant had a devastating loss against Saginaw Heritage, 42-7. Supposed to have a whole lot of seniors, but I don't know what happened there. 42-7. They fall to Heritage. Midland goes up against Mount Pleasant. Will Mount Pleasant regroup and get healthy? I think they will. Do I think Midland will be more healthy than what they were last week? I do think they will. So, my prediction, that will put both teams at 1-1. Dow travels tomorrow night to Saginaw to take on Saginaw United at Arthur Hill High School. Starting next year, there will no longer be an Arthur Hill or Saginaw High School. It will just be Saginaw United High School. That's only what they're going to call it, is United. And yep, got to be the name of it, Saginaw United. So, United fell 13-6 to a school down in the Ann Arbor area. Dow looked good last week. My honest prediction, Dow Jones Industrial average, 40. Saginaw Steering Gear, 6. Silly name, so I came up with that one. All right. Also, Michigan taking on East Carolina Saturday at the Big House down in Ann Arbor. And East Carolina is looking to have their second winning season in a row for the first time in a very long time. They'll have to travel to Michigan first. And Michigan is, many based on preseason polling, it looks great for Michigan. Honestly, I think this is kind of a weak game to start the season with. But my honest prediction, winning again, 71. There's East Carolina, 7. Central Michigan at Michigan State, Friday, in East Lansing. Central Michigan and Michigan State are both looking to do better than what they did last year. I think Michigan State will have the upper hand in this game. I think they will win. Will it be an easy win? I wouldn't say necessarily that it'll be super easy, but when I look at this game, my honest prediction is O State 38, chip away 24. And you say, where did you come from, Chippewa? Chippewa. Chippewa sounds like Chippewa, doesn't it? My story behind it, you may say, Miracle Man, why do you come up with these alternative names when you do these predictions? The son of Swami guy from down in the Detroit area has picked. He has picked high school games for many years, and in the process has come up with different nicknames, you know, and that, like, you know, pick all the high school football playoff games. And, for example, one year he called the chemical spills. I decided I didn't like that so much, so I changed it to comic books, because somebody that I knew of that was rather old, you know, about 15, 16 years ago, he used to call the chemics the comics. Isn't that funny? The comics. So that's why I came up with comic books. And then Dow, they think of Dow Jones Industrial Average, so I went with that. Michigan, couldn't think of what it sounded like, so I went with winning again. Izzo State as opposed to Michigan State. Well, for high school level sports, this son of Swami thought it was a good idea to call East Lansing High East Izzo High, because Tom Izzo, the great, well-known coach of Michigan State basketball. So that is where East Izzo, came from. And that's why I refer to Michigan State football as Izzo State. Does that make sense? And so, Chippewa, Chippewa, yep. So, you know, you'll see. Some of the games have just come up with, other ones, you know, they kind of have their story. And so I love these predictions. I love doing it. We'll see how it turns out when I come back. All right. I speak Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us, no plague shall come nigh our dwelling, for you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug or drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no murderer, no suicide, no sickness, no disease, no fire, no flood, no crash. None of this evil stuff will come near us. My loved ones, we're going to be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. Amen. And I sure love you. Until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.